Minnesota hospitals are reporting a considerable increase in kids testing positive for COVID and a rise in pediatric hospital admissions driven by the Omicron variant. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, cases among children have tripled nationwide since Christmas. In Minnesota, hospitalization rates among children are at the highest they've been at any point in the pandemic. With vaccine authorization for children 5 and under months away, we're going to hear from a pediatrician right now about what's happening at a local hospital and what families can do to keep their kids safe. Dr. Beth Thielen is with us. She's a pediatric infectious disease physician at the University of Minnesota Medical School and mHealth Fairview. Dr. Beth, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
When the pandemic started, it didn't seem to really affect kids, but this variant appears to be a different story. How much of a concern is Omicron for kids?
Yeah, I think those of us who are taking care of children in the hospital are quite worried about where things are headed over the next few weeks. So early on, you're exactly right. We were generally very reassured that the disease we're seeing in children was generally not mild. There was a little bit of an exception that we were seeing some cases of this multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, which is sort of a somewhat unique feature of children. But overall, the numbers were still small. And we're seeing quite a bit of an increase now with here at mHealth Fairview and the University of Minnesota. We're up about 3 to 4-fold higher rates of hospitalizations from pre-Omicron. So then that increase is predominantly in children, or most notable in children under 5.
Mm, okay, so really young kids. Mm-hmm. What's the issue specifically? What are they having trouble with?
Yeah, so I think there's two main manifestations of severe disease that we've seen in children. So the multisystem inflammatory syndrome that we saw earlier in the pandemic was really with parents would note high fevers that would go on for multiple days. Sometimes there'd be a rash or red eyes. Abdominal pain was quite notable. And we still expect that we may see that, but what we're seeing now is more respiratory disease. So folks will be familiar with how adults were coming in and being very short of breath, having low oxygen levels. And I will say I've been in the hospital since the beginning of the pandemic, and we saw almost none of that kind of early on. But now, just over the last few months, I've seen quite a bit more respiratory disease in children, and sometimes children needing the ventilator in the way that adults have. So that's anecdotally quite a change from where we were earlier in the pandemic.
Oh, that is frightening. Kids on a ventilator. What are the long-term effects? Do you have any idea of long-term effects on kids because of this?
Yeah, so it's a good question, and I think we're really, you know, the scientists are really keeping track of this information and learning as we go. So certainly we do see the so-called long COVID in children as well as adults. So sort of the persistent fatigue, brain fog is definitely being reported in children. I think it remains to be seen how this will look with Omicron and what those long-term effects are. Certainly we here at University of Minnesota have been keeping, have a dedicated clinic to keep track of the long-term disease and really sort of help inform parents about what the data are on the disease outcomes in children. So more to come on that.
Do you have an idea in terms of you're seeing more patients? Are you at capacity at mHealth Fairview and at the U of M hospitals?
Yeah, and I think, you know, folks will know from the articles that have come out from our health systems that really this is a universal problem for health systems, that our hospitals are at capacity, and unfortunately we haven't been spared that in the Children's Hospital. We're seeing larger volumes. You know, we're physicians and nurses and all of our healthcare team are really committed to caring for everyone, no matter what brings them into the hospital. But unfortunately, folks are having to wait longer to get care just because we are so backed up right now. And that extends from the emergency room and into our hospital wards and ICUs.
What advice do you have for parents?
Yeah, so I think this is a little bit, you know, tailored. I appreciate that many people have different circumstances. And, you know, to the extent that it is feasible right now, we're really encouraging people to limit their large group gatherings. Certainly wearing high-quality masks is really important. I think we've had guidance from the CDC and other health agencies to sort of increase the quality of masks up to, you know, an N95 or KN95 if possible, but certainly just a well-fitting mask worn consistently, reliably, all the time over the nose and mouth is really important. We really want folks to get vaccinated if they're eligible. And one, you know, we've had a vaccine approved for down to children of age 5 for a while now, but our vaccination rates are still quite low. And I, you know, I think the message I want to get out to families is we have lots of data on millions of children now that this vaccine is safe, and it is far better to go, you know, if the surge that we're having, it's far better to experience that with the protection of a vaccine. Okay. at hand. So definitely doing that. And people should get isolated when they're sick, so stay home and avoid spreading this to others.
All right. Dr. Thielen, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Dr. Thielen is with the University of Minnesota Medical School and mHealth Fairview.